new numbers from the job front, and the markets reacted. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the first day of April. Thanks for being with us, and no fooling. In other news, oil prices fell again today. A popular clothing chain has announced it's closing 240 stores. You know, it's been a while since we've talked about GameStop, so we'll update you today. UPS and electric quad bikes is a story. We'll also have an update on what auto company remains in the number one sales position. Amazon workers in New York City have formed a union. We've got the Wall Street Report, and against all odds, bookstores are rebounding. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the first day of April 2022. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you are with us once again for the business news headlines. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the March jobs report came out, and this economy added a firm 431,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate fell to a new pandemic-era low of 3.6%. CNN is reporting that even though the job gains were lower than economists had expected, they still rounded up a strong first quarter for the U.S. labor market, with an average monthly gain of more than 500,000 jobs. March, by the way, was the 15th straight month of robust job gains. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the economy is now just 1.6 million jobs, or 1%, short of where it was in February of 2020 before the pandemic hit. That means the country is on pace to bounce back from the pandemic recession almost 8 years faster than it took to recover from the Great Recession. The markets, well, they took off on the news, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. On Friday, West Texas Intermediate crude fell yet again and finished the day off by 86 cents to close at $99.42 a barrel. The result was oil futures posted a nearly 13% loss for the week, the biggest such loss for a front-month contract since late April of 2020. The U.S. announced on Thursday it will release 100 million barrels of oil a day for the next 6 months, and the International Energy Agency said on Friday that its other members also plan new releases of oil from their emergency reserves. All that news has pushed prices lower. Meanwhile, President Biden has urged oil companies to increase their operations or face fees on idle wells. There are some 9,000 oil leases that are currently held by oil companies but are not in operation. Well, another retail store closing is happening. Yahoo Finance is reporting that H&M announced it is planning to shutter 240 stores this year. According to the news outlet, the Swedish retailer has about 4,800 stores globally, and the location of its closures have not yet been announced. H&M's global sales rose 23% over the past 3 months, but that's still down 11% from where the company was 2 years ago before the pandemic hit. During the recent quarter, H&M said it had been heavily impacted by the spread of Omicron, as well as impacted by extensive restrictions in some countries. Meanwhile, on the other side, H&M also said they would be opening some 95 new locations this year in what the company is calling growth markets. You know, it's been a couple of months since we've heard from GameStop. You remember that meme stock that was all the rage last fall. Well, the company is back in the news. Al Jazeera is reporting that shares of GameStop surged on Friday after the video game retailer announced it would attempt its first stock split in 15 years. The Grapevine, Texas company said in a regulatory filing that it wants to increase its share count to 1 billion from 300 million so it can implement a stock split in the form of a dividend. It plans to seek shareholder approval at its upcoming annual meeting. GameStop's announcement comes just days after electric vehicle maker Tesla announced its second stock split in less than 2 years. In addition, Alphabet, Google's parent company, announced a 20-for-1 split in February. Amazon said this month it would do a split of the same ratio. GameStop became a meme darling early last year when hundreds of thousands of smaller investors suddenly started buying its shares, driving its price to heights that shocked Wall Street. The shares rocketed from $39 to $347 in just a week during its run-up. On Friday, GameStop ended the trade at $164.98 a share. You know, sometimes smaller is better, especially in urban areas. Reuters is reporting that UPS is trying out a four-wheeled e-quad electric cargo bike for deliveries in densely packed urban areas where bikes have better and easier access. This is all to complement the company's push into electric vehicles. The package delivery giant is trialing about 100 of the bikes designed and built by British firm Fenhay in several European markets and will also launch trials in the United States and in some Asian markets. UPS's e-quad has an electric-assisted top speed of about 15.5 miles an hour. And if you pedal harder, you can go a bit faster. The bikes can haul up to 441 pounds of packages, and its electric battery has a range of about 40 miles. The vehicle is only 36 inches wide, so it can legally use bike lanes and enter pedestrian zones that UPS vans and trucks can't access. Staying with transportation for just a moment, Bloomberg is reporting that major auto manufacturers, including General Motors and Hyundai, posted lower sales for the first 3 months of this year, while Toyota managed to keep its position as the top seller. Now, there are a host of issues impacting production. The semiconductor shortages and pandemic upheaval of last year are still weighing on the industry as it now confronts additional challenges related to the war in Ukraine, volatile gas prices, and hard-to-find materials for batteries and other components. All of this is upending production and leaving dealer lots barren across the United States. Toyota, which overtook GM last quarter as the number one seller in the U.S., retained its crown so far this year based on the initial reports. How? The company was buoyed by better chip access, fewer trim options, and a heavy reliance on hybrid models. Consumers are flocking to hybrids and electric vehicles due to the soaring gas prices. But the company downplayed the results, noting that GM beat Toyota for the one-month total in March. Well, the votes have been counted in the attempt to form a union at an Amazon Staten Island fulfillment center, and it's been successful. CBS News is reporting that with 2,654 votes in favor and 2,131 votes against, the overwhelming victory will allow more than 8,000 workers at the facility to team up with the Amazon Labor Union, or ALU. The ALU was formed last year by Chris Smalls, a process assistant at the warehouse who was fired in March of 2020 for organizing protests over Amazon's COVID-19 protocols. According to the National Labor Relations Board, 8,325 workers at the facility were eligible to vote. Both sides challenged 67 ballots, which is not enough to affect the outcome. The NLRB said the union and Amazon now have 7 days to challenge the final result. An Amazon spokesperson told CBS News they were disappointed in the outcome. Wall Street posted some modest gains on Friday, and the jobs report will keep the Fed rate hikes on track. The Dow ended Friday's trade up by 139 points to finish at 34,818, while the Nasdaq gained a modest 40 points to end the day at 14,261, and the S&P 500 added 15 points to close at 45.45. For the week, the Dow fell by 0.1%, while the S&P 500 rose by 0.1%, and Nasdaq advanced by 0.7%. The Dow snapped 2 straight weeks of gains, while the S&P 500 and Nasdaq each advanced for a 3rd straight week. Meanwhile, along with adding 431,000 jobs, the Labor Department said that hourly pay rose sharply, pushing the increase in the past 12 months to 5.6%, the highest rate since the early 1980s. In addition, employment in January and February combined is 95,000 higher than previously reported. Fed watchers are saying with the wage growth running high, inflation fears are only heating up, so it looks like a 50 basis point or a 0.5% hike in the next meeting of the Fed is going to happen. And finally, there is this. Bookstores are making a comeback. The 1910s saw the rise of Amazon and the decline of malls, and it seemed to spell the end for chain bookstores. But fast forward to present, and there's been a surprising plot twist. Bloomberg is reporting that once in decline, Barnes & Noble is betting on a rebound. Driven by pandemic-induced sales, millennial nostalgia, Gen Z book-related TikTok trends, and a collective hunger for a place to go, the company plans to add 20 to 25 additional locations by the end of this year. Meanwhile, independent bookstores are also making a comeback. According to Bloomberg, at least 172 new ones opened last year. All right, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for this Friday afternoon. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.